Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News. We are joined tonight by Brad Martin, interim president of the University of Memphis. Thank you for being here.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Also, Bill Drees, senior reporter with the Memphis Daily News. You took over as interim president in July, as we were saying before the show. You got really involved in the spring. Mm-hmm. You've got an ambitious agenda. Universities, colleges are notoriously and maybe stereotypically resistant to change. How do you make change in a short period of time at a university?
Well, the University of Memphis has an extraordinary amount of talent resident on the campus, and I think a very ambitious group of people associated with the university. So getting focused around a few things in a short period of time was not terribly difficult, and we have a wonderful team there that has embraced the idea that there are a few fundamental things that if we were able to impact could really accelerate a great future for the university.
And then the other thing you've talked about is graduation rates or completion rates. Right now, it's under the national average. If the national average is right around 55%, U of M is...
Yeah, we're in the mid-40s, and that's not good enough. And again, if you look at why do we exist? We exist to provide higher education and to do it and to help people succeed. And so in K through 12 these days, there is a huge focus on student success, and we measure year after year the value that is added along the way for student success. Well, we're doing that at the University of Memphis as well. Again, maintaining rigorous standards, but ensuring that those who teach the students at the university and those of us on the staff who support the students at the university are dedicated to their success.
Bill.
Brad, when you first started this mission, you talked about the parallels between students completing or graduating from the college and what happens with the athletic department and the effort that goes into making sure that those athletes graduate on time. Are there parallels? Are there things that can be applied to that effort with student athletes that can go broader and scale up for all or most students at the University of Memphis?
Well, there are a lot of parallels, indeed. And if you look at the extraordinary record of University of Memphis athletics, and you know, particularly the basketball program that we are all enjoying right now, men's and women's, it's really incredible the academic performance that we have enjoyed. And student athletes at the university perform in the aggregate at a significantly higher level on graduation than the balance of the student body. And so if you think about that, it's not that they have more time on their hands. They have very rigorous practice or training or travel schedules associated with what they do. But there's an infrastructure in place. We help them on the path they choose for their education. We provide resources to help them learn better. And we're very intentional about it. And so we're in the process of doing more and more of that for our students across the campus and across all elements of the institution, providing that intellectual, academic, and personal support. Mm-hmm.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.